We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Eggers.com.
Officers located the suspect, a 51-year-old Milwaukee man, deceased.
My deepest condolences to the victims and families.
The president took unprecedented steps to protect the American people from the spread of this disease.
He contributed to every Democrat's campaign.
I consider myself a socialist.
I humbly ask our country to care for our planet.
We will not have the Green New Deal.
Sometimes I wake up and I think it's 1920 and not 2020.
Me too, occasionally. 1920 before the New Deal started the slide towards socialism that has culminated in Bernie Sanders. How about that? There you go. Finally, Joe says something that makes sense. Good Thursday morning to you. Glad that you're with us for the Mark Cox Morning Show today. And we just spent a little bit of time in the last hour talking about, all of the hubbub about the coronavirus and what the real risk is, and, what the president talked about with it yesterday. We're going to talk more about that a little later this hour because we have a doctor in the house. Dr. Randy Tobler is going to join us at about 6:37, and I'm anxious to pick his brain over this. I talked to somebody else yesterday who is a biologist by training, who said to me that, the protocols are in place. People are reacting to this as they should. Far more people are killed each year by the regular flu than this so far. We're going to contain this. It's just going to take a little while to ramp up to get it done. And until then, just take your normal precautions. And, that made a lot of sense to me. So when I heard the president say yesterday about Nancy Pelosi that she's causing people to panic, he was spot on. Go to cut 28.
We should all be working together. She's trying to create a panic. And there's no reason to panic because we have done so good. These professionals behind me and over here and over there and back here and in some conference rooms. I just left a group of 45 people that are the most talented people in the world. Parts of the world are asking us in a very nice way, can they partake and help them?
Corona, corona, corona. That'll be the next headline instead of Russia, Russia, Russia.
Are we not going to talk about the way he just said, and these people over there and back there in that room to the left of me and downstairs and up in the attic? We're just going to let that slide.
He was in the White House press briefing room. He doesn't go down there very much these days.
You know over there.
All of you people. Hey, hi there. Yeah. The president has put the vice president in charge of this thing now, and it's really, I'm glad that he did what he did yesterday. Hopefully the markets respond accordingly today, and people stop losing their minds over this.
I know everyone's blaming the coronavirus for the stock market thing, but couldn't it kind of be the fact that, Bernie's leading have anything to do with it?
People are nervous?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
well, the leaders of Wall Street have flat out said a presidency by this guy or Elizabeth Warren would be a disaster.
No kidding.
It would be a disaster.
And so maybe if they weren't expecting, he just won, it was Nevada over the, you know, yeah. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I just think there's got to be something else going on, too. And Bernie's leading, and I don't think anyone really expected that to happen.
Yep. Here's the thing. If you fell off a turnip truck yesterday, you might buy into his argument that here's how we're going to pay for it. Did you hear his little plan the other day? Here's how we're going to pay for it.
Well, it takes a few hours to explain it.
We're going to tax Wall Street. I don't know. Are you a union worker? Just let me ask this question. Are you a teacher? Do you have a 401k at work? I mean, assuming you contribute to it, which you should be contributing to it. Most companies match. That's free money. Every single pension plan in America, because they have to pay out benefits at some point, is invested in Wall Street. Any tax that hits Wall Street hits your pension.
Yes.
Or your 401k. If you're foolish enough to believe that he's only going to be taxing the multi-billionaires in this country, you're out of your mind. Mm-hmm. Because very, very many of them are in things that aren't going to be touched by this tax. So it's going to be transactional taxes that he places on Wall Street, and Wall Street is just going to pass those expenses right along to the average schmuck who's hoping to raise, to put enough money aside so when they retire, they can live their American dream, whatever that happens to be. I don't know. I just think people just need to think that through, and they haven't. So we'll continue to talk about those things here. You know, a little in Jeff City yesterday, there was a hearing on a bill that I think it's got Senator Bob Onder and some other bigwigs are backing this idea. And that is the fact that Planned Parenthood in St. Louis is down to one clinic. And there's a lot of hubbub about them not being able to operate and not being able to spend federal funds. The president won a lawsuit the other day in the Ninth Circuit Court on the West Coast, basically saying you can't use these Title X funds to pay for abortion or refer people for abortions. And the left is all throwing their hands up in the air. Well, you know what? You can't use federal tax dollars to replace money you would otherwise use for abortion. You can't do that. But in St. Louis, a situation we've had is, for example, at Washington University, they've been sending doctors over to the clinic to provide abortions. And therefore, Planned Parenthood can say, we don't employ any abortion doctors because they're being employed by WashU. The bill that was debated yesterday would impose a tax on the very large endowment of universities like Washington University if they continue to play this end-run game around the law. So it was an interesting conversation. We're going to talk about it more in the next hour if this gets put into place. It's sort of a way of stopping this sleight of hand that's been going on here by Washington University. And for all I know, other universities that may be involved. We're going to get one of the ladies, Janique Stewart, who's been involved in this, is going to join us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. So be sure and stay tuned for that. I got Senator Jim Talent, J.J. Carafano. Where in the world has J.J. Carafano been? He hasn't been on here.
He's a busy guy.
Last couple, we've been traveling, been meeting foreign correspondents and, you know, foreign emissaries. We got to find out what he's up to.
You better have some good stories to tell.
He's joining us about 8:08 this morning. That and the Chris Wallace all coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I'd consider myself a socialist.
Yeah, sometimes the veneer comes off and you get one to be honest. Now, we already know that most of these network television correspondents are lefties. That's not a surprise to anybody. That was David Wright you heard there. David Wright is a longtime reporter for ABC News. So this was the latest Project Veritas undercover interview, in case you didn't hear it yesterday. They broke this news yesterday. Believe it or not, ABC News has actually taken action on this. ABC News has suspended veteran Washington correspondent David Wright for his remarks that were captured on video by Project Veritas. He was disciplined after, as you heard in that clip, he described himself as a socialist. and appeared to criticize the network in the way in which it presents the news. Wright said in the video, "I feel terrible about it. I feel that the truth suffers. The voters are poorly informed, and people also have the opportunity to tune into whatever they want to hear," talking about ABC News. "So it's like there's no upside. Our bosses don't see an upside in doing the job we're supposed to do, which is to speak truth to power and to hold people accountable." I wonder if Mr. Wright is a big fan of Jim Acosta, who thinks he's speaking truth to power when he stands up in front of the President of the United States in a foreign country and accuses him of lying, when in fact it's CNN that had to issue, you know, a statement or an apology for their report about Russia supporting Bernie Sanders. Back to David Wright. Let's get to this for a minute. I want to play the other soundbite from him. Go to cut 26.
We don't hold him to account. We also don't give him credit for what things he does do.
Yeah, he referred to the president as the D word. Project Veritas is, all of these major news organizations have to be nervous about this, right? ABC was mad about it. Of course, they told Fox News that Wright had been tricked into making his comments on camera. Well, that's the point of an undercover investigation, isn't it? Having somebody admit something that they're not going to admit otherwise. If you walked up to David Wright on the street and said, "I'm Joe Smith, I'm a blogger, I'm doing a story on media bias," what are your political beliefs, and do you think ABC fairly treats this president? David Wright would give you a politically correct statement and walk away. What they did was send somebody in to talk to him, who said they were doing a documentary, and that his excuse is Wright and the producer didn't know who they were talking to. But he admitted that he's a socialist and he wishes that we had, you know, Medicare for all and free college and all this other stuff. So anyway,
he shouldn't be voicing that opinion too much because of his job, but it doesn't matter if he has a political
opinion.
No,
he's allowed to have an opinion, but he specifically made it in reference to ABC News and his job at ABC News.
But he said a lot of negative things about ABC News, which is probably why he got fired, and not for being a socialist, right?
Well, the point is they didn't fire him.
Suspended him.
They suspended him, and they announced that they're going to be reassigning him to duties that are not political. So, in other words, he's going to be put on the soft beat, whatever that is. He's going to be put on covering, you know, dance recitals and stuff
like
that. In
this guy's defense as a journalist, he said ABC News is not doing their job and we're all too scared of this president to do our job correctly.
Because he thought they're not aggressive enough with the president.
He also said that they weren't giving the president any credit for the things because the president... they didn't know what to do with him, basically, and it had screwed up network news. But I think Project Veritas does a really great job most of the time, but they also catch people drunk at bars and make them say things that I might say to you, "Hey, you know, as a friend, this is kind of what I think," but I wouldn't come on air and be like, "Hey, this is affecting my job or my editorial decision making." I feel like this guy kind of got caught being honest about his network being a dud in some respects, and the whole socialist thing is getting the headline, which he's allowed to have that opinion, and it wouldn't necessarily affect his job.
But I also think that if you went to a bar and you were having, I don't know, 5 or 6 or 7 Natty Lights, and you were talking to somebody that you'd only met the day before, you didn't know anything about them, and you start spilling your guts. Like, think of the Sanders campaign. Project Veritas sent somebody in to be a volunteer with the Sanders campaign,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
who happened to be carrying a microphone with him and a recorder. And within a couple of days, he's got key people in the Sanders campaign making some pretty outrageous statements. And that's the last Project Veritas report they put out. The Sanders camp has never distanced themselves from those comments and basically acted like it didn't happen. For all we know, those people are still in their same positions of authority within the Sanders mm-hmm. campaign. So Project Veritas is doing us all a favor by going in and uncovering some of this, whether the people are removed from their positions or not, because you're not otherwise ever going to understand the level of bias that exists there. I don't think.
I agree with that. I just think in this instance that the story is less about him having one political affiliation and more about him feeling like his job, he's not capable of doing his job because of the network, not because of his political bias.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which clearly hacked the network off.
Right.
And they've reassigned him. You know, what's interesting is there's a guy who's in charge, one of the people in charge of Bernie Sanders' campaign these days. His name is David Serrata. And I'll give Glenn Beck credit for breaking this story, but I'm happy to report it. They tracked down this David Serrata, who's one of the chief advisors to Bernie Sanders' campaign now. Here's an article he wrote back March 6th of 2013. Hugo Chavez's economic miracle. The Venezuelan leader was often marginalized as a radical, but his brand of socialism achieved real economic gains. I wonder what the people hunting at the zoo in Venezuela feel about that these days. The Hugo Chavez brand of socialism. This is the guy who's a chief advisor to the man who's leading the Democratic Party for their presidential nomination, who as recently as 7 years ago was praising the job dictator Hugo Chavez did in Venezuela. And this would have been after he nationalized the oil companies and stole all of their money and still bankrupted the country. You just have to know who you're dealing with. That's why I appreciate Project Veritas and what they do, because they go undercover and they unveil the truth behind some of these folks who are either leading the media stories against this president and telling falsehoods, or leading the campaign of the current Democratic front runner. It's important stuff to know. Hey, Dr. Randy Tobler's coming up. We will pick his brain about the coronavirus. When we come back.
President Trump's made clear from the first days of this administration, we have no higher priority than the safety, security, health, and well-being of the American people. And from the first word of an outbreak of the coronavirus, the president took unprecedented steps to protect the American people from the spread of this disease.
The vice president, who's been appointed point man, I guess you'd say, to head up the fight against coronavirus and protecting U.S. citizens. If you missed that news conference yesterday, I thought they made some great points about what to worry about and what not to worry about on this coronavirus. Let's listen to the president. Cut number 19, please.
We closed up our borders to flights coming in from certain areas, areas that were hit by the coronavirus and hit pretty hard. And we did it very early. A lot of people thought we shouldn't have done it that early, and we did, and it turned out to be a very good thing. And the number one priority from our standpoint is the health and safety of the American people, and that's the way I viewed it when I made that decision. Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low.
Yeah, think about that, and the challenge that we face as a country that flies tens of thousands of people internationally every day. And, you know, so somebody's in Italy and they come in contact with somebody that had coronavirus but don't know it. And then they go to the airport that afternoon and get on a direct flight to Chicago. I mean, there are some things you can do to contain something like this, and there are some things you can't. So they're doing all they can. But for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to claim somehow that what they've done is not enough is just silliness. If the president shut down all international travel tomorrow, can you imagine for a moment the screaming that would come from the left in this country, from the business community? I mean, our economy couldn't take a hit like that. I think they're doing a great job with it so far. Would you agree?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's disgusting for the left to try to politicize a tragedy and to play on people's fears, and it's par for the course, but
it's sadly become par for the course, no doubt about it. Let me get to Steve here real quick on line 2. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm great.
Hey, I think I can help California's health department out with this, how the person catch coronavirus that says that they weren't with anybody, around anybody. Coronavirus has been around since the 60s. I know it's been around in the United States for quite a while because like 4 or 5 years ago, I caught it. Now, of course, it wasn't the strain that's going around right now. But whenever they do the test, I would think it would still come up as a person having coronavirus.
Huh.
But then you look at what Trump is doing here with, you know, stopping flight and stuff. Do you remember the pig flu?
Yeah.
I do.
Who was in charge then?
Obama.
What did he do?
I don't remember. Nothing. I mean, there
he didn't do anything.
Right, right. Well, I'd have to go back and look.
There wasn't a big outbreak here of people dying and stuff like that. It's got to run its course.
The swine flu, yeah. I remember that. That's a good point. And by the way, I didn't know that you'd had coronavirus, so please stay away from me.
I'll see you Friday.
All right, Steve. Thanks, man.
For breakfast.
I'll make sure I cough a lot.
You better be wearing a mask, buddy. You had at least a mustache the last time I saw you, so you got to shave that thing off.
Yeah, I saw that too. My wife was telling me.
Oh, boy. See you soon. Thanks.
I didn't know Mark was such a hypochondriac.
All right, bye. Mark?
Yes.
I'm not a hypochondriac.
Yes,
you've been wiping down the door handles for a week.
I have, but yeah. Denise has been not feeling well, so.
Yeah, but I...
You've been wiping down your arms and your
neck.
Not
my arms.
And your face.
I have not.
Those Clorox
I have not.
Wipes. You've been walking past Denise and rubbing it on her.
I do not have a mask on right now. Please stop suggesting that. I do not.
You're spritzing.
If Mark
her
were
with
president,
all the
he would not have done what President Trump did. There would have been a bit of panic in the voice, I have a feeling.
First thing I would have done was quarantine the White House and not let all those nosy reporters in there.
Nobody in, nobody out.
Have we heard from Dr. Tobler?
No, I'm assuming some sort of medical emergency situation, or he is an actual doctor.
He's out shopping for masks.
Voicemail. That usually means he's in a hospital.
He's shopping for masks.
He could be delivering a baby.
He could be. Normally gives us a heads up when he's going to do that, but hopefully we'll get him on here at some point because I was anxious to get his thoughts as a physician on how freaked out people are getting over this whole thing. In the meantime, this story just breaking right now: the Pope has had to cancel a visit with Rome priests due to an illness, a day after he was showing solidarity with coronavirus victims. So he was also pictured touching people's hands and kissing their heads as he walked along crowds in St. Peter's Square. So I guess there's a suggestion in here that he's sick now, and it doesn't say he's got coronavirus or anything, but they're kind of suggesting that he was in contact with the public yesterday. How do you avoid that? Do you stay in the Pope Mobile? I mean... You could stay in the Pope Mobile, just surrounded by plexiglass.
It's not very Pope-like, though.
It's not Pope-like. It's not because you want people to grab your hands, so you can jerk it away from them or smack their hand sometimes. And you can't do that if you're in the Pope Mobile.
One time.
And the guy gets a bad rap. Let me get to John here on line one. John, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I was kind of concerned. They're in San Francisco. They have all these homeless. If this outbreak goes into that community, I mean, it's going to be a real, real mess. It could even spread into some of the more expensive areas there in San Francisco, too. I don't know. Do you have any comments on how that might play out?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Nancy lives in a gated community, so she won't have to worry about that.
Well, I don't know if it's airborne or anything else, it might get in there. Somebody crosses over the wall or who knows.
Yeah, well, I hadn't really thought about that. I mean, I would think that you're probably right, John. Thank you for the call. That among the homeless population, you've got people who aren't getting regular medical care, who might have some health problems that might weaken their immune system to some extent, and those are the people that would be the most at risk given this sort of virus. So I think probably what John was referring to there is there's now been a report of somebody in California who got the coronavirus and they don't know how. So they're suggesting that it's the first transmission within this country of somebody who wasn't in Wuhan, China, or they didn't that they know of didn't have direct contact with somebody from Wuhan, China.
Yeah, but you mentioned earlier there's no way that's possible.
It had
to come from somewhere.
It didn't fly through midair.
Pop up out of nowhere.
I just think
something's missing here.
Yeah.
There was a fart somewhere that somebody's not accounting for.
In case you missed that earlier, we did have a breaking news update that they've determined that it's possible that you can contract the coronavirus from flatulence.
Fact. Yeah.
Fact.
We're not sure who determined, how they determined
or why.
That. Or why.
So anytime you think that you are unhappy in your current job, imagine that dude.
Yeah.
Or that gal who had to do that test.
No, thank you. Health
officials in Beijing have confirmed, yes, it's possible by getting a good, clothe-free sniff. So you got to be right up on it.
And they've got to be naked from the waist down.
Is it who tried it?
Who does that? Mm-hmm. Why would that happen anyway?
you go to the doctor after you start feeling sick, and they're like, "Well, you have the coronavirus. What have you been doing?" It's like,
"Well, I did sniffing.
Wash my hands all the time. I've been wearing my mask. Let one person fart in my face, and here we are." Awkward.
I hope you're not eating breakfast at this hour, but we're not making this up.
We promise not to talk about these things over breakfast tomorrow out at Caps.
Thank you.
But you should eat breakfast with us tomorrow at Caps.
We're going to be there, and there will be no flatulence. I promise. It's good.
It's a big promise to make.
I can't speak for other people, so I don't know.
Well, sometimes you can't even speak for yourself.
I mean, you may have just jinxed yourself.
There will be none of that tomorrow. So anyway, we're taking the show live on the road.
Mark might fart on you tomorrow. He just jinxed himself.
This had better not make it into a promo. Can I tell you that?
No, not if we want people to come have breakfast with us.
You don't fart. You're perfect.
Thank you. That conversation didn't just happen.
Please come have breakfast with us tomorrow morning.
Smells like rosebuds when that happens. Anyway, we're going to be out of Caps from 5 until 9 tomorrow morning. It's out in O'Fallon, Missouri, there at Highway K near Mexico Road. Be sure and come out, stop, have a cup of coffee, have some breakfast, say hello. And we're going to be doing this the next couple Fridays in a row. Should be fun. We'll have a good time. We'll have more details on that to come. Quick break here, 314-241-9797. We will go on a in-depth search for Dr. Randy Tober. We'll be back.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yes, indeed. By the way, Denise just pointed out something to me that is pretty interesting. Have you watched any baseball, any spring training baseball? I mean, besides, well, I guess even now, including the Cardinals.
Yeah.
The Cardinals played the Astros, right?
Yes.
And there's been a developing trend, apparently, for Astros players this spring training that I guess I expected it in the regular season, but it started already.
It has started already. I didn't realize that this was a thing either, and then I just saw a comment from somebody on Facebook about it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember reading a story this morning. So the Cardinals had a split squad, I believe, game yesterday. They played the Marlins, but they also played the Astros. So during the game, one of our relievers hit Alex Bregman, who happened to be the seventh Astros player who's been hit by a pitch in 5 spring training games.
No, they had no idea about the cheating.
It said it happened like 3 times in a game against Detroit on Sunday, and it's 2 were hit by Miami on Tuesday. So it's like it's a thing.
Well, I guess we know one thing for sure. They're not reading the signs anymore.
I just love the
Maybe it's a test.
I just love that the defense was, well, the players couldn't have really known about it, right?
This couldn't be that
widespread. And then these guys.
You're seeing the pitchers holding his hand up going like this, right? You can't see them. You see him pointing. He's pointing like, hit the guy.
Yeah.
They'd be reading that sign, wouldn't they, if they could be reading signs?
Kind of looked like
happy coincidence, or maybe it's, you know.
No, I don't know how many people normally get hit in spring training.
I don't know.
You might have some pitchers who don't have their stuff yet, who are experimenting with some new pitches, who just accidentally happen to hit a large number of Astros players.
I guess we should have to look and see at all the other teams and how many of their players have been hit so far to see if this is a thing or not.
Yeah, it's true.
But 7 so far, and spring training's been going on for a week.
You know, if you think about it, if you were a major league pitcher, you would be the one most offended by that, because you're career. Yeah. I mean, your statistics are on the line. If somebody gets one or two extra hits, it really hurts your ERA and all that stuff.
Sure.
It's just, I don't know.
Everyone
I don't blame him for
be
being
offended
mad.
By that, right?
I would think.
And everybody should be worried and question everybody in that organization, because managers move around, players move around. One person knows, then kind of everybody knows, in a sense.
Let's call it for what it is. Major League Baseball blew it.
Yeah.
By not suspending
the team should have been
any
suspended.
Players for what they did, or stripping them of their title or something.
Yes.
Maybe it's hard to quantify whether it cost somebody a World Series title. It's not hard to quantify that you were cheating if you were calling signs.
Yeah, so you suspend the team for a year.
Absolutely.
Or something.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the players union would go to court over it and all that stuff, but you needed to send a message if you're going to do that, and they've done nothing. I mean, other than three people who aren't going to participate in baseball again, right?
I suppose
the player should have been punished too. That's
right.
I'm
with you.
But
completely.
What about the people that had been with the organization when it was going on that are no longer with the organization? They're with other teams.
Well, the one
it
guy
did.
That
it
moved on to
him.
Coach, he
yeah.
lost his job.
Mm-hmm. Didn't we get people that were involved in that organization at some point? And now they're
one
were
of
with
our
us
guys,
for
I
a
thought,
minute.
I don't think he was implicated in it. Right? It was when hasn't he been
not
here a couple of years? Yeah.
I don't know.
It just like it's hard to quantify like what could have been. Score-wise, but it's also hard to figure out who all knew about it and how broad that impact was. It's a crappy thing. Cheating's crappy.
Yeah.
Stop doing it.
Yeah, and put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Do I have
Justice
to get back on
Pete.
That again? Justice for Pete. There shouldn't be a Hall of Fame if Pete Rose isn't in it. Can I don't. I'm sorry for kicking
out. Here
we
go again.
I know I have a soft spot in my heart for him. I grew up watching the Big Red Machine. I grew up watching Cincinnati Reds baseball. But I think Pete Rose is one of those guys who has most certainly paid his penance for whatever he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he never bet against his team. So in other words, whatever he did never impacted the outcome of a single game. And all of these people that cheated on these pitches changed the outcome of games.
Mm-hmm.
How can those two things even be compared? It's silly season.
Do you think there's hope? Do you think there's any way that Pete Rose gets in?
I don't know. A lot of people in baseball just hate him for whatever reason. And maybe he's caused some of that, but that doesn't mean that he deserves that punishment, in my two cents. Hey, we'll get Senator Jim Talent's take on that when we come back. 314-241-9797. And more on the House hearing yesterday on taxing the endowment of Washington University over abortion doctors.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.